elements and certifications. The court has pretty limited discretion in denying that order. And also, sort of more generally, there's a concept in public choice theory called regulatory capture. The idea here is that a regulatory agency that works very closely with a particular regulated industry will often get captured by that industry. In effect, the regulation will become not a way of checking the industry, but a form of serving its interests, because that's who the regulators are spending most of their time talking to. I think there's a lot of evidence to suggest that something similar may have happened with the FISA court, which again is meeting in secret with one side continuously. One tidbit of evidence here, right, is that we know initially the kind of bulk metadata surveillance that we've seen disclosed in these orders was done just according to presidential directive without court order. And so you ask, well, why, if the court can do this and this is all legal under the Patriot Act, would you not just have gone that route from the beginning? And I think the answer seems to be pretty clearly no one, in fact, thought initially that the Patriot Act had authorized this kind of bulk collection, broad as it was. But once that was underway and had been going on for a while, the court was able to be sort of brought around into signing off on that, even though no one had initially imagined it was something that was within their power to authorize.